Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
If you have your Bible, hold it up. Let's make our confession of faith together. This is my Bible. I am who it says I am. I can have what it says I can have. I can do what it says I can do. Tonight, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came, in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life gets stronger and stronger. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you have your Bible with you, open it to Romans chapter 12, Romans 12. And that's going to be our text for tonight and next Wednesday night. The topic is how to manage your mind. How to manage your mind. Pastor, why would you talk about that? Why wouldn't I? It's very relevant. It's very real. It's where we're all living right now during COVID, during this season. And so I'm talking about it because thoughts control our life. Thoughts control our life. We need to know how to manage our mind. We need to know how to make our mind mind. That's so important. So I want to share with you tonight from the Word of God and next Wednesday night from the Word of God on the importance of managing our mind and then how do we manage our mind, all right? And there's some practical steps that you and I can do every day to make the Word work for us. You know, I found out that a lot of Christians really don't know how to get the Word to work in their life. They go to church or they go online right now and they listen, but they never apply it. They don't know how to claim it. They don't know how to work the Word and walk with it. That's what we do here at Church on the Rock. We help people walk with the Word and get the Word to work for them. So we're going to talk about how do you manage your mind because thoughts control my life. Can you say that with me? Thoughts control my life. So if I can begin to control my thoughts, I can get my life in control. If I can control my thoughts, I can get a handle on my life and get my life in control. You might be watching right now and your life is full of confusion. You feel like you're a roller coaster up and down. Your moods, your emotions, your feelings, your thoughts, the torment, the anguish, really, isn't the mind the battleground? I guess you could say we're going to talk about spiritual warfare tonight and next Wednesday night. I guess you could say we're going to talk about how we can train the brain, how we can manage our mind, how we can get a handle on our thought life, because if we can control our thoughts, we can control our life. Someone said that our life is moving in the direction of our most dominant thoughts. I want to ask you a question right off the bat. What has been your most dominant thought that you've been replaying all day, all week? What's been the most dominant thought that you keeps coming up over and over again? That's the direction your life is taking. I want to encourage you to fill your thought life with the Word of God. The Word of God are the thoughts of God. The Bible is simply the thoughts of God. And the Bible says that His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And if you and I want to change our life, we have to change our mind. If you and I want to change our life, we have to change our mind. You might be watching tonight and you want to change. Maybe your wife wants you to change, or your husband wants you to change, or your parents want you to change, or you want to change. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you don't know where to start. You know, we can help you if you're local. We have a ministry every Thursday night called Celebrate Recovery, and we help people recover. We help people reset their life, rethink their life, remake their life. We can help you with that if you're local. So how do we manage our mind? The importance of it, we've already laid it out, is that our thoughts control our life. Our most dominant thought that we keep replaying determines the direction of our life. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and His thoughts are recorded in the Bible. So every time I read the Bible, I'm getting God's thoughts. And I want to get His thoughts because I want to walk in agreement with His thinking. Right thinking, wrong thinking, right believing, wrong believing. So it's important then that we learn how to manage our mind, because our mind, our thought life, the Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, as a man thinketh, or woman, so are they. So it's so important that we learn how to manage our mind. It's the battleground. That's where spiritual warfare is fought. That's where the determining factor of, are we going to be in God's will or out of God's will? Are we going to live the life God wants us to live or not? Our life changes when we change our mind. You know, I remember years ago when I was like 16, 17 years old working in a grocery store. And at 16, you know, I had a lot of growing up to do. Pastor Kim says I still do have a lot of growing up to do. But I can remember, you know, that I was working in this grocery store and I overheard the manager talking to one of my friends, and I overheard him. We were sacking groceries up front by the checkout counter. And I remember hearing him say, they didn't know I was in the next checkout lane. They were over there. And I heard him say to my friend, well, Blunt will never amount to anything because he's always goofing off and this, that, and the other. Well, they didn't know I heard that, but I think that was destiny. Because when I heard that, when I heard the manager say that because I was a goof off, I'd never amount to anything, you know what? I determined right then and there I was going to change. How did I change? It started with changing the way I thought about my job, about my duties, about my responsibilities, about why I was there in that grocery store, what I was doing there. And my life changed when I changed my mind. And you know what? Within 2 years, I was a night manager. I closed up the whole, I'm 18 years old. I'm closing up, that'd be like Deerberg's. I'm closing up, it's Hy-Vee food store. Some of you know where that chain is right now. I was closing up, putting away all the money from the cash register, putting it in the safe. I was leading all those employees on the night shift in the evening. All within 2 years, what happened? My life changed when I changed my mind. If you want your life to change tonight, it starts with changing your mind or changing your thoughts. It's huge. It's huge. It's huge. I never forget another turning point in my life was when my pastor recommended to me, I was in my first semester of college and I was frustrated and I went home to get some counsel from my pastor and he said, Dave, you need to change your attitude. Wow. He said, I want to give you a book that's going to help you. And he gave me the book, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. It changed the way I was thinking, so thus it changed my life. If I want to change my life, I have to change my mind. I changed my mind through the process of changing my thoughts. So let's look at it from the Word of God, Romans 12 and verse 1 and 2. I'm going to read it to you from several different translations. Thoughts control my life. We shared that. The battlefield is my mind. The key to real happiness. All right, Romans 12, verse 1. I'm going to read this from two or three different translations because I want to bring out to you the truth. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God. Notice, give your bodies to God because of all that He's done for you. Think about all that He's done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, your body, the kind that He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship God. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of the world. You and I should have a word view and not just a world view. Notice he said, don't copy the behavior and the customs of the world, but let God transform you. That word transform is metamorphosis, means to change from within to the outside. So God, I want to give you 3 points. Number one, you can change. You can change. I was told growing up when I was in junior high, high school, you'll never change. You'll never amount to anything. You're always going to get in trouble. You're always getting in fights, getting kicked out of school, all these things. I was told I could never change. Maybe you're there tonight. Maybe your family, friends, foes, coaches, pastors, teachers have told you that you could never change. I'm here to tell you tonight, the good news is you can change. You can change. So he says, let God change you into a new person. So you can change. Number two, God will help you. You can change. Number two, God will help you. And then number three, you have your part to play. God can't do it without your help. God can't do it without your cooperation. God can't do it without you renewing your mind, thought life, daily in the Bible, the Word of God. But God will transform you into a new person. How? By changing the way you think. There it is. Change my life by changing my mind. Change my life by changing my mind. Change your mind, change your life. Change the way you think, change your life. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. Whoa, look at that. You will learn to know God's will for you. I always wanted to know God's will growing up. You know, after I gave my life to Christ at age 11, I knew God had a destiny and a purpose for my life. And through junior high and senior high, I would struggle. God, I want to know your will for my life. I don't know what you want me to do. What is your purpose? And you know, that's part of our ministry and mission here at Church on the Rock, right? To lead people to a God is for them and help them discover his will, his purpose for their life. I always wanted to know, what is the will of God? Because here's what I knew. Here's what I knew at that time. I got to go to church every weekend, every Wednesday night, Friday night, CAs, Christ Ambassadors, Assemblies of God denomination growing up. And here's what I knew. Here's what I was taught. If you can find the will of God for your life, that's the safest place for you. God will protect you there. God will provide for you there. And you'll be the happiest that you can ever be by being in the will of God for your life. You'll be fulfilled there and all the above, all the good things. So I always wanted to know God's will for my life. Struggled with it forever growing up. Didn't know how to find God's will for my life. But look, looky, looky, looky. Through the renewing of our mind in the Bible every day, just reading it and applying it every day, just getting our thoughts to agree with his thoughts, then he will show you his purpose and his will for your life. You will find it. Then you'll follow it, then you'll fulfill it. But it starts with you and I reading, rehearsing, memorizing, meditating on God's word every day, and we begin to change. We begin to change. Here's what I know. If I'm truly born again, I don't want to do the things I used to do. I don't want to go where I used to go. I don't want to be with the people I used to be with. If I'm really born again, if I'm really a new person in Christ, and I'm in the Word and the Bible every day, I'm changing. I'm changing. You know, I grew up in Iowa in a small town below Des Moines. And early when I went to the Bible college, Kim and I, and I would come home to visit my old buddies that I went to high school with, and I would go to see them and be around them, and they say, what's wrong with you, Blunt? You don't act the same way. What's wrong with you? What's happened to you? You don't act the same way. And you know, at first, it kind of, you know, I thought, oh, man, what's wrong? I began to question myself. And then I realized that's what should be happening. We should be different. We should act different, talk different. Our conversation, our conduct, and our character should be different. If we're really born again, we don't want to do what the world's doing. We don't want to do what we used to do, where we used to go, how we used to act, because we're changing on the inside, and then it will manifest on the outside. How to manage your mind? He says here, I want to go back now and read it from another translation. We have another translation there, guys. We have two or three. This is the New Living Translation. Praise the Lord. There we go. Thank you. Today's English version. So then, my friends, because of God's great mercy to us, I appeal to you, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to His service and pleasing to Him. This is true worship that you should offer. Do not conform yourself to the standards of this world, but let God, who can do it? God can. Let God transform you. Let God change you. How? Inwardly. It all starts on the inside. Change is progressive. So be patient. Change is a process. It's not overnight. It's over time. You know, it's important that you understand that we are a trichotomy. What does that mean, Pastor? That you and I are a three-part being. I still don't understand. Well, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, that we're spirit, soul, and body. A spirit, soul, and body. When we came to Christ, like I just heard of this week, a person in our 11 o'clock service online made a decision to give their life to Jesus Christ and then go through Growth Track online. Oh, my goodness. That's what it's all about, right? When you and I come to Christ, our spirit gets reborn or comes to life immediately, all right? So then our soul, that's the second part of us, that's our mind, is being renewed, that's present tense, and then our body, we're going to get a new one in the resurrection. So notice past, present, future, spirit, soul, body. It's so important you understand this because then you'll understand the struggles that you go through as a Christian, as a believer, and that warfare and that attack that's going on spiritually in your mind. Why is all that happening? Because your spirit, past tense, became new at the new birth. But your mind is being renewed right now, present tense. That should be your focus as a Christian. Your body, you're going to get a new one in the resurrection. So all spiritual growth takes place through the renewing of your mind, through the managing of your mind, through exchanging our thoughts for God's thoughts. That's how spiritual growth takes place. Christians who never read their Bible, that's why they don't grow. Christians that never change the way they think, that's why they don't grow. And the only way we're going to grow as a Christian is through the renewing of our mind. The only way we're going to change is from the inside out. And that all happens through the process of reading your Bible, applying it, doing it, walking with it, working it every day of your life. How to manage your mind. Why? Because your thoughts control your life. Until you get control of your thoughts, you'll never get control of your life. Till you get control of your thoughts, you'll never get control of your life. Amen, somebody? All right. So back over here to the board. Do not conform yourself to the, you know, I like the word transform a whole lot better than conform. I'd rather be transformed than conformed to the culture of this world. But let God transform you inwardly by the complete, oh, I like it in this version, by the complete change of your mind. How does God change us? By changing our mind. How does He change our mind? By changing the way we think. How should we think? In agreement, in alignment with God's word. And we can't do that if we don't know God's word. And if we don't get in it every day through a Bible reading plan, then our life, even though we're a Christian, we're defeated, we're sad, we're tormented, we're depressed, we're full of anxiety and worry and fear because we are not going through the process of changing the way we think, thus changing our life. So change, a complete change of your mind, then you will be able to know the will of God. Then you will be able to know the will of God. I've been in ministry over 40 years, and probably in counseling and talking to people for over 40 years, the number one question I get more than anything else is, Pastor, how can I know the will of God? How can I know God's purpose for my life? How can I really be sure? And right here, it tells us how to do that. It basically says, now see, the Bible is the word of God, and it's the written will of God. So as I read, study, and apply the Bible daily, then I'm in the will of God. I'm reading the will of God. By reading the general will of God, I will discover God's specific, perfect will for my life. So it's through a process, not a magic wand. If I'll just get in the process, if I'll just start reading my Bible and applying what it says every day, eventually God will reveal his will, which is good, it's pleasing, and it's perfect for your life. I got one more translation. We're going to go back to it, and it should be the New English Bible. Therefore, my brothers, I implore you by God's mercy to offer your very selves to him, a living sacrifice, dedicated, I like that word, dedicated, and fit for his acceptance, the worship offered by mind and heart. Ooh, I chose this translation just for that right there. It says that right there, it says through your mind and your heart, worshiping God with your heart, that's your spirit, but worshiping God with your mind. Do you know the Bible says in Psalm chapter 10, verse 4, that the wicked have not God in their thoughts. The wicked have not God in their thoughts. You know that some people can go for weeks and never even think about God. Some people can go months and never even think about God. You and I as believers, as Christians, we don't want to go a day without thinking about God, without putting God in our thoughts. In fact, can I say, we don't want to go an hour without thinking about God somehow, some way. We're to worship him with our mind. We're to dedicate our mind and our thoughts to him. Goes on to say, there in the next verse, verse 2, adapt yourselves no longer to the pattern of this present world. Adapt yourself no longer to the pattern of this present world. What's he saying? We're to be different. We are to be different. We are not to be like the world. He says, adapt yourselves no longer to the pattern of this present world, but let your minds, watch this, be remade. I like that. It's time to rethink how we're thinking. It's time to reset our life right now in this season. It's time to allow God to change us. When we change our mind, our life will change. God can change us, but he needs our cooperation to help him do that. We can know God's will, and we can walk out God's will for our life, according to these two scriptures. But let your minds be remade and your whole nature thus transformed. That's what I meant earlier when I said, if I'm really born again, I want to go to church. If I'm really born again, I want to get in the Bible. If I'm really born again, I want to give. I want to serve. I want to gather. If I'm really born again, I want to share my faith. I want to make a difference. He said, your whole nature will change. Your whole nature. Now notice, our nature or our behavior changes when our thinking changes. Thoughts equal behavior. If I want to change my nature and my behavior, then I've got to change my thoughts. Well, what should I be thinking? You should be thinking in line with God's word and God's promises. And when we do, when we begin to think right, we believe right, we receive right, and we live right. Adapt yourselves no longer to the pattern of this world, as Josh comes out, but let your minds be remade. Some of us need to ask God to help us. God, help me to rethink what I've been thinking this week. Help me, God, to let my mind be remade, a makeover in my mind. And your whole nature thus is transformed. Then you will be able to discern the will of God and to know what is good, acceptable, and perfect. We've been talking for the last 25 minutes. I changed my life by changing my mind. My thoughts control my life. We've been talking about the process of renewing causes transformation, renewing, transforming. It doesn't happen overnight. It's over time. It's a process. Be patient. We're not perfect. But the thing is to stay in the process. As Christians, this is how we grow. We grow through the renewing of our mind. That's why the Christians who aren't growing aren't in the Word. Christians who aren't growing aren't in the Word and applying the Word and the Word letting it remake, a makeover in the way they think. And the way we think determines the way we behave. If I want to change the way I'm acting, I got to change the way I'm thinking. If I want my life to change, I have to change my mind. I want to encourage you right now. I want to encourage you right now to evaluate your own life, to examine your thinking, your attitudes, your belief system. I want you to begin to open it up, examine, be honest, be real, and ask God to show you, to reveal, and to help you. I want Him to help me. I got a long way to go. But I believe as you and I learn how to manage our mind, our life will get better. We'll have greater victory, bigger breakthroughs, signs and wonders, and the miracles that we want to see. I can't think like the world and receive God's best. I got to think like God to receive His best. He said in Isaiah, I'm closing with this, Isaiah 55. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. He went on to say, my thoughts are higher, they're better than your thoughts. And then he went on to say in Isaiah 55, forsake your thoughts and then forsake your way and follow after me. I want to encourage you right now. Those of you who have been told you couldn't change, I told you tonight you could if you let God help you, if you get in the process. I want to pray for you right now. Everybody who's watching and you say, Pastor, I need my life to change. My life is going nowhere fast. I'm in a situation I don't want to be in tonight. My life is going the wrong direction. I need my marriage to change, my family to change, my career to change, my life to change. Pastor, pray for me. I need God. Maybe for the first time or a rededication, let me lead you in this prayer right now. And let's all agree and let's pray this together, okay? Say it with me. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, died for me, and He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive You now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week and don't forget that God is for you.